The first scripture reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 10 through 14. Isaiah gives King Ahaz the sign of Emmanuel. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God, let it be deep as the Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. And verses 1 through 7, the righteousness reign of the coming king. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied exaltation, you have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with the righteousness from the time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to
God. The next scripture reading is from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 through 5. The ruler from Bethlehem. "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you are one of the little clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This scripture is from Luke 1, 45 to 46 to 55. It's Mary's song of praise. "And Mary said, 'My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his children Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made our ancestors to Abraham and to his descendants forever." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The reading of scripture this morning is from Matthew 11, verse 1 through 6, and its messengers from John the Baptist. "Now when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, He went on from there to teach and proclaim his message in their cities. And when John the Baptist heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those with a skin disease are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." This is the word of the Lord.